time now for your letters. Yesterday, we aired a story about a young man named Sam, an undocumented 18-year-old who graduated from high school in Elkhart, Indiana, but his going to college was complicated because of his illegal immigration status. Well, most of those who wrote in were angered by that story. Jane Shapiro of Davis, California, writes this: I fail to understand why you spent so much airtime on an undocumented teen's frustrations about college aspirations. Good grief! What about all the legal teens who are having difficulties trying to fulfill their college aspirations? Why should anyone even consider a scholarship for an undocumented illegal resident when legal residents are desperate for the funds? Leslie Deering of Wild Rose, North Dakota, had similar thoughts. Wait a minute. You aired a story today about an illegal immigrant who had graduated from taxpayer-supported public high school, drives without a license or probably insurance, and speculates that he needs a job that's under the table. Not once in the story did the narrator state that what this young man is doing is illegal. If someone wants what this country has to offer, they have to play by the rules and laws. I spoke with Kurt Haskell yesterday. He was a passenger on the Detroit-bound Flight 253 that was attacked by an attempted bombing on Christmas Day. Mr. Haskell described what he witnessed at the Amsterdam airport before takeoff. He said he had noticed the alleged bomber, Umar Farooq Abdulmutallab, and that he saw him with a man he described as an Indian. Well, a number of you wrote in questioning his description. Samrat Bose of Albany, New York, asks this: How was Mr. Haskell so sure about the origin? Did Mr. Haskell mean someone with brown skin? An Indian-looking man could be Pakistani or Bangladeshi, among others. In this atmosphere of heightened sensitivity to ethnic national origin, not questioning Mr. Haskell seems a glaring omission, especially when Mr. Siegel corrected Mr. Haskell about the origin of Mr. Abdulmutallab, Nigerian, not Sudanese. And finally, yesterday we heard a review about 90s alt-rockers who make music for kids, to which John Hastings of Chicago responded, "When Keith Richards does a family album, check me into the nursing home." Well, we can't always get what we want, but we do get satisfaction hearing from you. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us.